Stephen Huff, that was wonderful. Bravo.
Thank you so much, Susan. Thank you.
That is such a powerful and big piece. I would think it's very demanding both physically and emotionally.
It is, but it's such a wonderful mountain to climb. It's quite thrilling to play from the very first opening chords where, you know, from the bottom of the keyboard to the top of the keyboard, it's like testing the piano out. And, you know, having a wonderful Steinway here, you feel the vibrations under your fingers and ringing. And so it's hard not to get caught up. I've got all that vibration going on in the piano. The orchestra's playing one of the most beautiful tunes ever written. And, you know, what's not to like about that experience? But, of course, it's more than that, isn't it? Because the piece develops into all sorts of interesting areas and becomes very tragically emotional as well. As the second movement, which I think of like very much like Nutcracker music. It's I think of a child opening Christmas presents on Christmas Day, perhaps. And then the middle section is a sort of mystery fairyland of strange lights and weird creatures. And so it's interesting with Tchaikovsky, a couple of things maybe that people don't quite grasp. One is that he loved children. He really loved the company of children, and they loved him. And I think you see that in a lot of the music, there's a searching for a lost innocence in his own life, in the life of childhood, which I find very touching. And the other thing is that his favorite composer was Mozart. So, you know, we think of him as the arch romantic, but he had this vision always in the back of his mind of a classicism, of things that were formal, that were in place, that were measured. And I think that's why his music is so powerful, because it isn't just letting everything hang out. There's a discipline there, there's an innocence there, and that intention with all the emotion and all the passion makes the music so compelling, I think.
How do you approach something like Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto? It's such a well-known work, and it is so powerful and has all these different elements. Do you consider the backstory, Tchaikovsky's life? How do you prepare personally?
Well, I've certainly read quite a lot about Tchaikovsky's life and letters and things like that, and that's always very inspiring. I think I was talking about this just the other day. I think it's one of the skills that you have to have if you're going to be a concert performer is to find the pieces you play endlessly fascinating and fresh. And it's true if you're an actor. It doesn't just have to be a musician. You have to be in a six-month run of a play, and by the end of the run, you're as excited by it as you were at the beginning, and you're finding new things in the character. It's just one of those things. And it's, in a way, I suppose, a talent that you can't, in a way, work on. It's something that you have to have. It's very similar with a teacher. You know, if you're teaching a class on the French Revolution and you've been teaching history for 20 years, you've got to be as excited about it after 20 years as you were in your first year, unless that's not going to communicate to the students and they won't get excited by the subject. And so that's what we have to do. And we stand in the wings. We have to be like a horse ready for the race, and we have to walk on with this incredible treasure in our arms for the audience. And we have to be as thrilled about it as we've ever been.
And the other variable, I suppose, is you're playing it with different orchestras.
Yeah, but that's one of the things that keeps it fresh, because every conductor, every orchestra is going to have a slightly different feel for the piece, a different take. When you have woodwind solos, for instance, they're always going to be different. And Jeff plays the flute opening of the second movement so beautifully. And so that in itself inspires me to play it in a particular way. So all of it is part of this incredibly rich life that, you know, we performers live.
Now, you're interested in so many things. What drew you to music as a career?
Well, I don't know. We had no classical music in my house at all when I was a little boy. Not one classical record, no instruments, nothing like that. But an aunt of mine had a piano. And when we went to visit her, I would be fascinated by it. I'd go over and I'd try and play nursery rhymes that I'd learned. And I begged my parents to let me learn the piano. And they said no for a while. Eventually, I pestered them enough, so they bought, first of all, a toy piano with one octave, which didn't satisfy me very much. And then eventually one like my aunt's piano. And I started piano lessons, and I was obsessed from the first day. I was just absorbing it very... it would have been about 5 or 6. And my piano teacher would leave me things to work on for the week. And by the time she got into her car, I'd memorize them, and I wanted her to come back and give me another lesson. I just was like a sponge at that time. And so gradually, it became a very central part of my life. And it's what I sort of wanted to do. Little did I know at the time what was involved with being a concert pianist.
Meaning?
Well, just it's a very stressful life in many ways, because Well, all sorts of reasons. You have to be, when you're on stage, the ultimate level of sensitivity to every little nuance, every tiny shaping of a phrase. But then off stage, you have to be tough as an old boot because, you know, you're traveling all the time, different hotels, different airports, planes, receptions, interviews, tax, management things. I don't mean tax in avoiding it, but just all the paperwork involved in keeping one's life together. For instance, I play a lot in America. I think this year I'm playing in 15 or 16 different states. They all need separate tax returns. I mean, of course, you have an accountant to do it, but you have to keep things. So you have to have, and you have to be in certain places absolutely in time to meet that train or to do that. And yet then you're on stage and all that has to be, you can't be this sort of, you know, square box. You have to become this sensitive creature that's connected with the composer. So it's a very interesting schizophrenic kind of life. But I enjoy it in a way. I like the challenge of it.
Well, it's a kind of right brain, left brain conflict, I guess.
That's right. All the time. Yeah.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.